Blog Talk Radio.
To actually, I ventured into some of everything.
Absolutely. Been there, done that.
and somehow the Lord had his hand in my life.
Thank you, God.
My
amen.
Grandmother, she was a praying woman.
Oh, Lord.
She was a strict woman.
Mm. Yes, ma'am.
Reading the word.
Amen.
When you saw her, she was reading the word. And so when she wasn't disciplined enough, she was reading the word.
She was reading the word. Amen.
And so I ventured out and moved with.
Hello?
Oh,
amen.
Wow. Amen.
As many of us do.
Yes, ma'am.
So let me relax and tell this story.
All right.
Always into trouble. And
you could have been my twin.
Yes,
that would be us.
But see, God, Jesus said he came
Thank you, God.
He overcame.
Yes,
Trump.
Lord. Hallelujah.
And so that Trump still be here. He says
yes,
troubles will come.
Yes.
Don't worry. I have some world. And
thank
so
you.
Let me tell you something. It wasn't the end of my troubles.
Mm.
It wasn't the end of my trial.
Uh-huh.
I left New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, first of all, I got evangelized, licensed evangelist,
mm-hmm.
in 2008 or 9,
right.
I believe. And I left New York in 2010 or
Glory
so.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Maybe 2010. Went to Virginia to visit, and life started falling apart, losing my home. I got in Virginia, and I got sick. The doctor told me, he says, your bone in your foot is showing. We're going to have to amputate today.
My Lord.
Hey, amputate your toe. And so it had one amputation there. Another amputation,
my God.
Right leg, and then the left leg,
mm-hmm.
and now the arm,
mm-hmm.
in 2018.
Okay.
But I'm here to let you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is sickness, no sorrow.
Come on.
No, nothing, no weapon that can be formed against you.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
I was determined on in 2018 in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Rehabilitation was my arm.
Mm-hmm.
I was determined. I said, devil, you can't win.
Mm.
I'm not going to let you.
Come on.
Come on.
Amen.
As I was in rehab, trying to recover.
Mm-hmm.
God, that I needed my tears to be Trinity Universe.
All right, amen.
God is good.
God is so good.
God is good.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God is good.
Yes.
Amen. My testimony.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yeah, right.
Hmm.
The game, right? Ministry to the world. It may have my front, but it's not my front.
Okay.
It's
God's ministry, amen.
And a part of that is telling my escape up throughout the world. There is hope in Jesus Christ.
Yes,
I don't care if you're disabled. I don't care if you have challenges. I don't care where you're at, what you've done in
Thank
your
you,
life.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
God is there.
Yeah.
He said he's never seen the righteous naked.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the
so
Lamb.
Go
ahead and read your scripture. Yes, it's 7:18. You have time. I just want to thank God for your word. I want to thank God for the liberty of you being able to tell people, peace, sweet, I know, in the midst, in the process of what it is that you had to go through. I saw you, and he never left you. He said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. And in the midst of that, someone needed to hear your testimony today. Even though the weather is windy where I'm at and it's going in and out, God, you allow that word to get to the proper channels. Allow that word to get to the person that it needs to hear that word on today. Some have lost. Some have every limb in their body, two arms, two legs, two eyes, two ears, a mouth, and a nose, and they still don't feel worthy. They still don't have the desire to live. But God, let them live. live and not die and declare your works on this day. Hallelujah. May the 1st at 7:20, hallelujah, p.m. God, we just want to thank you for Evangelist, God. We want to thank you for her awesome word. We want to thank you, God, that she was not ashamed of the gospel and she overcome by the blood of the Lamb. God, we appreciate what she is and who she is and whose she is. My God, I'm telling you, people don't know unless we give them your word, oh God, unless we go into the hedges and highways, unless we tell them it's not a daze, it's not a walk in the park. You have trials, you have tribulations, you have persecutions, you have accusations, but they do come to make you strong. So be strengthened, woman of God. Hallelujah. You done sparked something up on the inside that's manifesting on the outside. And I just want to say thank you. I thank God that it wasn't a chance of meeting, but his divine choice. And I intend to stay in touch with you. I intend to hold up the bloodstained banner. And like I told you, you can call me anytime, day or night. I'm here and I'm available because that's what we have to do as saints, as Christians, as men and women, boys and girls, young men and young women in the Lord. We've got to stay connected to the vine, to the true vine, to the husband, good God Almighty, which is in Christ Jesus. So I'm like, it's like, I know you see me smile. It's like I'm talking to a celebrity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give all the glory and honor to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He does. He does. Absolutely. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am.
We never say praying.
Absolutely. Absolutely not.
It was prayer. It was prayer.
That brought us through.
And you know, if some part of sending out greetings every day, I love to greet people in the
name
of Christ.
And I look forward to my morning greeting. I look forward to it. I do.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Somebody needs encouragement.
Yes, absolutely.
I had one lady tell me that, you know, you send these greetings out in the morning. You need to, I said, that's all right. Let me pass you on,
Michael. Come on. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Yes.
Just no end of word at
yes,
all.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And so, you know, when I was staying up in the hospital bed for 7 months,
mm.
it was during the time of COVID.
Whoa.
The COVID outbreak mm-hmm. came out. How
you are a living miracle. Oh, yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Passed
by me, you
thank
know,
you,
he
Jesus.
Made that thing behave.
Mm-hmm.
And but I laid up in the hospital bed and
yes,
I wanted to see my daughter and wanted to see my family and I couldn't, amen. The only way I could do was talk to them by phone.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And I felt so lonely and I just felt like if somebody
mm-hmm.
would have reached if I could have got of the word of God. I had my Bible in there, but it was nothing, it's nothing like an encouragement by the saints of God. You encourage each other.
And we do. That's what we're here
and
to do.
So when I came out, when
yes,
I did come out, I decided I would make that a part of my ministry because, like I said, somebody needs to hear the word of God.
Before you go to the word evangelist, I believe we have Apostle Willie Armstrong, who is over, Apostle, you here?
Amen.
Yeah. Can you hear
okay,
me?
Okay. Yes, sir, we can hear you. Would you introduce
I'm
yourself?
Driving.
Oh, Lord. Be careful for nothing.
Yes, please be
yeah.
careful.
Now,
give us
a
heavenly
I heard part of her testimony.
Yes, yes.
And it is those type of testimony that keeps it real, that people need
yes,
to hear.
That part.
Yeah.
Hear what God has done for her. Because
uh-huh.
if we listen to her, that empowers us. We say, if
absolutely.
She did it for her,
yeah.
she did it for me. And
God
she
is good.
Laid out wisdom that he did and
why
he
and
did.
Real. Yes,
and
sir. Yes, sir.
What influence or impact the word has on earth.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And now, what is she doing with it now that she received the healing?
She says, what are you doing with
the word? To the
people. Say that again.
He says, what are you doing with that word?
I am sharing this word. You know, when my pastor licensed me to be an evangelist,
uh-huh.
I'll never forget what he said to me. It brought tears to my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He said that I can see you ministering to millions.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And I don't sit, it's not that I'm behind the pulpit ministering.
Right.
Thank God.
Thank God.
He made a way.
Made a way.
That I can get on
God,
the airwaves.
Thank you, Jesus.
The internet.
Yes.
The world
yes.
wide
uh-huh.
web.
The social,
and
yes, the social
dying
media.
Men
yes, ma'am.
And women, young and old.
Yes, ma'am.
That it is not about you.
It's not about me.
It is about Jesus
it's about
Christ.
Jesus on the inside.
I want to tell somebody tonight.
Yes.
Every day of my life.
Every day.
That's what I do with my ministry.
Yes, Lord.
My ministry is telling people that Jesus Christ is your only hope.
Is your only hope. We have about 5 minutes. If you want to go ahead. Scripture.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry, I hope I'm not.
No, you did amazing. I'm in awe. God, I'm talking and I'm witnessing a miracle. And see, I love that. Oh, God.
And
after
I finish with this, I'm going to give you another miracle and I'm finished. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm reading from Isaiah 43:1-5.
Okay.
And it says, the Lord, but now, the Lord's word, but now, thus says the Lord, who created you, Jacob, and he who formed you.
Yes, my God. Redeem
you by name.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are mine.
You are mine.
When you pass.
Uh-huh. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Glory to God. Your Savior.
I gave Egypt Ethiopian Savior in your place.
Uh-huh. Precious. We are precious, God. Amen.
And I have
fear not. Fear not. I am with you. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Come on. Come on. Thank you, God. Lord. And amen. Thank you, Lord. God.
When I
glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. 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 Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on. All right.
And God
brought you back. My God.
And you said, I had to put you under again. But this time, when I came, still stuck with my family, my daughter was crying. My 80-year-old mother was crying.
Oh, my.
And he looked at me and he said, you remember anything that happened?
Mm.
He gave me a pad and he released my arm from the inside.
Yes. Thank you for the word of God, and we look forward to speaking to you again. This is Evangelist Carolyn Bell. My guest speaker tonight was Evangelist Renee Strong. And by way on the road, Apostle Willie Armstrong, we're praying for traveling mercy. This is the Crown Talking Drums. We are the Community Empowering Talk Radio. God bless and keep everyone under the sound of our voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And thank you, Evangelist. We love you. Thank you, Apostle. Amen. All right, Apostle, thank you. Good evening. Have a great one. I love you. And we'll talk to you real soon. Okay. It says...